I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now is correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington, and the House chair of the House Oversight Committee is now requesting an interview with President Biden's doctor. What do you know about this?
Well, we'll see what he gets. Look, James Comer sent the president's doctor, Kevin O'Connor, a letter yesterday asking to set up an interview because the committee now has questions about the advice the doctor's giving and whether the doctor, Kevin O'Connor, may have been involved with the Biden family and its business in the interregnum, the period between when Joe Biden served as vice president and when he became president. There was some suggestion in an interview that James Comer did with James Biden, the president's brother, that maybe Kevin O'Connor offered him some strategic advice for a consultancy with a hospital company that James Biden was in business with. And so James Comer has questions about that and whether that business relationship, if there was one, and it's not proven there was one, if there was one, whether that colors the advice that the president's doctor has given the president. Look, all of this is relevant now in the wake of the president's interview with my colleague George Stephanopoulos from ABC News on Friday of last week. And the question is, has the president done enough to settle doubts about his ability to take on Donald Trump this fall, the doubts the Democrats have, and the doubts Americans may have in the general election in November? What we have learned is that four top House Democrats, the leaders of the Democrats on key committees, have now come forward to say, in addition to others who have said so, that the president should step aside. And these names are bold-faced names here in Washington. Jerry Nadler, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, among others.
These four more Democrats who have asked the president to step aside, is it safe to characterize this now as kind of a slow drip where you have one or two more every one or two days?
I suppose. What we have not yet heard is a senator who has come forward. There have been some who've suggested they've been concerned. For example, White House and a couple of others, I think Schatz of Hawaii as well. The bottom line is, what we have not heard is from the leaders. And the president said in his ABC News interview on Friday that he also has not heard from the congressional leaders, and he wouldn't expect to. He said, I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn, who's not in the leadership. Well, he is a senior member of the House and is in perhaps House Democratic leadership, but he's not, for example, the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. What the president says is that all of them have said he should stay in the race. None of the people said I should leave. And then George Stephanopoulos asked, but if they do? And the president laughed it off and said, they're not going to do that. And George followed up and said, are you sure? And then the president said, well, look, if the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. And one answer that the president gave to George Stephanopoulos has been ringing in the ears of Democrats all weekend. And that was, what if Trump wins? What if Trump wins, and in January you look back and wonder whether this was the moment you should have dropped out? And the president said, I'll feel, as long as I gave it my all and did as good a job as I know I can do, that's what this is about. To Democrats, it's not about how Joe Biden feels about whether he gave it his all. It's about preventing Donald Trump from becoming president again. And that's why several of these Democrats who have come forward to say Biden should step aside have done so.
And do many see this as a critical week for the president, with the convention getting closer, as to whether he stays or goes?
Beyond the Republican convention, which is a whole lot of stage-managed television and radio, there are a couple of key important events for the president himself this week. He's hosting the NATO allies here in Washington. He's got a press conference on Thursday. Those are key tests for the 81-year-old president.
Especially that press conference. We'll be watching for that. Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live from Washington this morning.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.